So today I'm joined with my colleagues, and the big topic everyone's been talking about is coronavirus or COVID-19 and the impact this has had on the chemical commodity markets and logistics, obviously. And we're going to take a closer look at the global dynamics for BD and downstream SBR. Also, on the other side of things, we'll be looking at the potential impact on Europe and Asia from the TPC's US outage, which took place at the end of last year. So I'm joined by US editor Amanda Hay, all the way from Houston, and Nell Weddle from Europe, and Helen Yan and Anne Sun, our colleagues in Asia. Yeah, Helen, we'd love to hear how things are and if you could fill us in on the impact of the outbreak on the BD and SBR market.
Yes, the coronavirus outbreak obviously has significant impact on the butadiene and the downstream SBR market in Asia as a whole. China, as you know, extended the Lunar New Year holiday, and that disrupted the supply chain. Yeah, there were transport and shipping restrictions, and that impeded the flow of labor as well as materials. And as you know, China is the world's largest factory, the world's largest automotive market, is a big importer and a big exporter of commodities. And that has impacted Asia, where demand is concerned. You know, the sentiment is bearish. Shipments to China have been delayed or cancelled or diverted. And this obviously has weighed down the demand and stifled the spot appetite. And of course, this has pushed the prices down.
So yeah, thanks, Helen. So now, how are European market players reacting, or have we seen much impact on the market for BD?
Well, Europe is a structural exporter of butadiene and generally relies very heavily on the China market, the Asian market to evacuate a lot of these surplus tons. So we've not had that access to the China market and really not seen any activity or anybody really trying to attempt, or so it seems, trying to attempt to do any business out to Asia. It's just really hard to commit to any pricing. You know, it's just the whole uncertainty has just turned people away from Asia. But, you know, in its place, we have the US and demand from the US in the aftermath of the TPC situation, which Amanda will talk about a little bit later on. But having said that, you know, European butadiene, they've made attempts to sort of manage supply through some of the crackers are reduced anyway. BD unit rates have been tailored quite heavily to suit domestic demand. So whilst we could do with a bit more business and a bit more activity with Asia, I wouldn't say the BD market is suffering at this point because of it. Obviously, we'd like to see it return sooner rather than later, but so far, supply is really being managed. A combination of the trims on the rates and a bit of heightened demand from the US.
Yeah, so touching on SBR in the downstream market, so we haven't really seen much impact yet because supply has been very good. And we've had higher feedstock costs, you know, at the start of this year. So suppliers have been passing on the BD increase. When talking to suppliers, they've said if the issue, you know, remains, you know, during March or April, then that will be a real worry. And, you know, the slowdown in the automotive sector might be seen more in Europe. And obviously, it's the biggest economy, so it could have a very negative midterm impact. Something that was highlighted was the rollback on some of the tariffs for the US-China trade war. So once the virus issues, once they die down, the situation could get a lot better. So suppliers have said that. A couple of other rubber products, so PBR and EPDM, one supplier did say that demand has been really lackluster, and they've already seen an impact on those commodities. So I mentioned the US. So Amanda, what are your thoughts on the TPC outage and how this has impacted the global market?
So for the US, I think the demand picture is about the same as it's been in other regions for about the last year, rather soft on sluggish automotive and such. But the TPC outage at Port Neches has created several logistics constraints, and downstream consumers have fewer ways to access their butadiene supply. So in that regard, demand is currently outpacing available supply. The event, it closed a pipeline, a major pipeline that's connected to consumers. And so that has been a sticking point for the U.S. And people have been looking for supply in other ways. Rail availability, barge, is all tight at the moment. So this certainly opens the door for imports from Europe, although I think soft demand may be tempering that a little bit and some consumers may be holding off a bit for right now. But as far as the spring in the U.S., we're looking at a bit of a tight supply on the butadiene situation. And then looking forward, once the pipeline is restored, then things can get hopefully a bit back to normal.
Okay, thank you. So just going back to the Asian market, Anne, we were just wondering what the short-term outlook or possible scenarios, what are your thoughts on the situation?
We think China will remain as the recent focus of the market. Two important factors for outlook, and the first is the coronavirus, and the second is the coming massive new butadiene capacity in Asia. Helen has mentioned the demand decrease from the virus. We expect the weak balance would last for a while. In our base scenario, the virus will be in control in March to April. So the production of rubber products like tires will recover gradually from late February to the first half of March. So we expect a 15% demand loss of SBR and the PBR in China in the first quarter. If a second round outbreak comes after the rework, we think the consumption loss may reach up to 25%. So believe the factories will catch up the losses to fulfill the orders in the second quarter. Now, most of the factories and business started reopening on 10th of February after the outbreak, but we think it is just the starting point. The data shows the local consumption of the coal of the electric power is just around 60% compared with the same period in 2018 and 2019. So it may take a while for full operations to be resumed because of the low efficiency along the industry chain in the initial stages. The major restriction is manpower and the logistics. For example, the workers from other cities and provinces, usually they need to stay at home for 14 days when you arrive another new city. So some cities even refused the people from the highly infected provinces to enter. The manpower is the biggest issue in China now. We know China is the biggest tire producing country, so the impact of the disruption will spread to other countries in Asia as well. And another bullet point is about the new capacity of butadiene in Asia. We have 9 new plants of butadiene in Asia this year, with 6 in China. Recently, 2 big plants are in the initial startup stage. For example, Zhejiang Petrochemical and Henli Petrochemical, with the capacity at 200 kt and 140 kt respectively. So now the operating rate at around 70%, they have begun to sell spot to the market, adding the pressure to the market. We think the market will need around half a year to rebalance itself. There might be some good news, we think, in the third quarter after we get used to the new supply and a pickup in end-use demand. That's the current thinking about the market. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. Yeah, that's very interesting. And obviously, it's not a very positive view, but I suppose we'll just have to watch all of these issues and see what happens. So yeah, thank you for sharing your insight, Nell, Helen, Amanda, and Anne. For ICIS here in London, I'm Melissa Hurley.